Good morning. Today is Daf Chavav, or the Mishnah on Daf Chavav. And we're going to continue discussing the pious, the lotteries. Great, mentioned that there are four lotteries that took place. Again, just there's a major machlokas rishonim as to whether these lotteries took place on Yom Kippur or not. Right, some Balamor says that they did not take place on Yom Kippur because the Kohen Gadol did all the avoda, even the non-Yom Kippur related avoda. Other rishonim say that they had these paisim for certain things on Yom Kippur, and actually our piyutim go according to the other. We've shown him that they had these paisim. So, ha-pais ha-shlishi. The third lottery. The third lottery is ha-chadoshim le-ketores, which those who are new to the ketores, meaning this lottery only took place amongst those people, those kohanim, who never had done the ketores yet. So we're going to see who's makriv the ketores. Chadoshim le-ketores, Rashi says, mi shelo zocha le-ketores miyamav, no one who has never zocha to do the ketores. My chadashim, what does it mean? New, the kachai machrisim kol bazar. And that's what they would announce. They would announce the chadashim come to the azara, those who haven't done the ketores. So they say chadashim the ketores bo v'fisu, come and draw lots. That's for the ketores. Number four, the harivi, chadashim in yisharim. Now you bring back everybody together. Even anybody who had won the fourth pious previously can come back in and join those who had never won the fourth pious. It's mi mala evarim in a keves l'mizbeach. Who's going to take the limbs that were left and placed on the ramp take them and now bring them up onto the mizbeach? Remember before what happened was is they chopped up the korban olah. You had all the different people that were carrying the different parts. Machlok is what the order was, and they would bring them and they would leave them on the ramp. Then they would go do some other stuff. And now, after the ketores was brought, they would come back to the mizbeach and take the items and bring them from the ramp onto the to be burnt on the mizbeach. So Gemara says, Tana going to the Braisa, Me Olam, meaning never, Lo Shana Adam Ba, a person never repeated, meaning a person never did the Torah twice. He didn't do the Torah twice. My Taima, Amar Chanina, and it says of Nation Asheris, it makes you wealthy. So it's literally, they would spread the wealth around amongst everybody and not have one person get it. So Amar Leira Papal Abaya, My Taima. Okay, great. So that's, but what's the source? My Taima. And made the sources as follows. So this is the Psukim in Zos HaBracha. It says, Ilin Mishum, the Pasuk says, Yasimuk Torah Bapecha, you will do the Ketores, and Ksiv Basrei, Beirech Hashem Chelom. Right after it says the Ketores, it says you can get a bracha. So maybe that's the bracha. So Gemara says, well, can't be, because Ihachi Olanami Ksiv. In that Pasuk that says Yasimuk Torah Bapecha, it also says the words right afterwards, V'chalil Amizbachecha, the thing that's going to be completely consumed on the Mizbeach, which is what? The Korban Olah. So then that would be, the Korban Olah also would get you rich, and therefore only one Kohen should never repeat doing a Korban Olah, meaning even a private Olah, the Korban Tamid, you should be able to repeat it to allow for multiple Kohanim to become wealthy. So Gemara says, and that gives an answer. Right, so we have the full Pasuk, our Yorim Shvetechli Yaakov, V'sarvas Chalav Yisrael, Yasimuk Torah V'yapecha V'chalil HaMizbechecha, that's in Lamed Gimel Yud, and Pasuk Yid Aleph says, Berech Hashem Chelo, V'chal Yadav Tirtzeh, right, V'chat V'snayim Kamav, V'misanav V'nikumun. So the Gemara says, okay, there's a difference, HaShchicha HaLo Shchicha. This is Shchiach, this is more available, and this is not more available. What does that mean? So you look at the Tosfos Yishonim. Tosfos Yishonim says, Od nami haksiv bas kliyol, perish im ken yafisa lo v'chadash, v'mashani ha-shricha, de yicholu kol echa v'echa lehit madev ola ulhavi. And ola, anyone can just say, oh, you know, I'm going to bring a korban ola. So there's so many of them. So it's so many korban olos. But aval ketores, by ketores, in yochlas nadev ela osa shel tzibor. The only one the kohen can bring is just the one in the morning, one in the afternoon, every day. It's only twice a day, and ola can be unlimited amounts. Korban Tamid is an Ola, it's only one in the morning, one in the afternoon. But you can make an Adav, you can volunteer to bring a Korban Ola. So Korban Ola has endless amount of numbers. So what? So then you go to Rashi. Rashi says, Halo Shchicha. He says, Mustavra de Chiksiv Osher. When the Torah is promising wealth to something, Adelo Shchiach. It's going to be promised on something that's not so common. Right? The Im Lokain Nimsu Kol Ashirim. Because if you're going to promise wealth on something that's common, well then everyone's going to be rich. So if there's a promise, the promise has to be something that's special. If it's something that's not so special, the promise doesn't apply to that. So we prove that the Ola, from the Tosfos Yishonim, we prove that the Ola is not so special in the sense that it's more common. And Rashi says something that's common is not going to have the promise of wealth. Amar Rava, Rava says, and now we're bringing this because we're just continuing in the Psukim and the Zos HaBracha. Amar Rava, lo mishkachat sober mirabonah. You're not going to find a young Talmud Chacham demori who can be more halacha. Ella the Asim Yishevet Levi, unless he comes from the tribe of Levi, or Yishevet Yisachar, he comes from Yisachar. Why Levi? The Ksev Levi says, but it says, Yorum Mishpatech Yaakov. He's going to be Paskin, he's going to give Hora'a of the judgment, of the rules to Yaakov. And Yisachar, the Ksev, got the Pasuk here over there, Umibnei, should be right. This is Umibnei, this is a Pasuk in Dira Yomim. Right? Umibnei Yisachar, Yodei Bina La'itim La'das Mayaseh. Mayasa Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael have knowledge and wisdom to know what B'nai Yisrael should do. Basically, they're the ones who are going to make the Psak. Eima Yehudanami, what about maybe Shem Yehuda also? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk is by Yehuda, Mechokekei. Mechokekei means like the law, like inscribe the law, so they know the law. So the right, so Mara says, no, Asuke Shmaita Liba de Hilchasa. I guess Levi and Yisrael are the ones who are going to be able to understand what the halacha is, the Maisa, and sort of like they're the legislative branch, and Yehuda, who's the king, they're going to execute the laws. That's the machokik. But it doesn't necessarily mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're the ones who are going to pass in halacha l'maisa. They'll execute halacha l'maisa. Right? I'm not sure how that works now, today, when you don't have so many Shev Yisachar, and you have Talmid Chacham and Poskim from who are not Kohanim. So, all right. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Ein mefaisin al tamid shebein arba'im. Okay, we had a pious, the first pious was for the Korban Tamid, and now that's for the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. What about the Korban Tamid Shel Berabayim, the afternoon Korban Tamid? Who does that one? So Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have a separate pious for the Korban Tamid Shel Berabayim. El Kohen Shezacha Bo B'Shachris, Zacha Bo B'Arvis. It was a two-for-one sale. And if you won the Korban Tamid in the morning, whatever you won in the morning, you do it again, Korban Tamid in the afternoon. Goes into the lumbus of how you view the Korban Tamid. They're two separate korbanos. Maybe it's two flip sides at the same point. So he's saying that it's that you whoever won the morning wins it in the afternoon. So Meisve, we're going to ask a kasha on that. We have a brisa that says Kishim Shemefaisin Shachris Kach Mefaisin Ben Arba'in. Seems interesting over here. The brisa is clear. Just like you have a lottery in the morning, you have a lottery in the afternoon, which would then make us have five lotteries, right? You have a fifth one. So Gemara says no. Ki Tanya Hi Bikatoris. That's going to be by the Ketores. The fact that you have to have a lottery for two lotteries for Ketores, that makes sense. Because again, we said you never repeated doing the Ketores. So the person who did it in the morning is not going to do it in the afternoon, so you have to have a separate pious for the Ketores. Gemara says, wait a second. No, Bahatanya, we have a brisa that says, Kishem Shemefaisim Lo, Lo is Lashon Zachar, Shachris, Kach Mefaisim Lo, Arvis. Karbon is Lashon Zachar. Ketores is Lashon Nekeva, which should admit, there it should say, if you're talking about the Ketores, it should say Lo. Here it says lo, which means the carbon tamid. So Gemara says, okay, emala, change the words. It shouldn't say lo, it should say la. I have another problem. I'm going to bring now your brisa that says what has lo and la in it. So now you can't reinterpret it and say it's only dealing with the ketores, because it already says la. So the lo must be the carbon tamid. So Gemara says, vatanya, kishem shemefaisin lo shachris, kach mefaisin lo arvis, which is the carbon tamid, u kishem shemefaisin lo, the ketores, shachris, kach mefaisin lo arvis, which is the ketores. So what do you have? You told me, Rabbi Yochanan said, that you don't do another pious for the Korban Tamid and Shoben Arbayim. Here the Brisa says you do. Do another pious for the Korban Tamid and Shoben Arbayim. So Gemara says, no, this Brisa is Hacha B'Shabbos Askinan. We're talking about the Korban Tamid and Shabbos. What's the difference on Shabbos? Hoel U'Mishamros Mischachos. Because on Shabbos was the changing of the guard. On Shabbos, in the morning you have Mishmar Aleph of the Kohanim, and then they did the whole thing with the Lech HaPanim, and they left, and another group started working that day. So you can't have the person who did it in the morning do it in the afternoon. So only on Shabbos, ain't lachanami on Shabbos, you had a second pious for the Korban Tamid, for the Shabbat and Abayim. During the week, you didn't.
Do we have anywhere where it says how the actual pious was done?
We did with the
Yeah.
Was that the thumbs?
Was
that the fingers? Not the thumbs. Right, but I think that might be the fingers.
Puts his hat on and...
Right, takes the hat and then counts. Okay. The person who takes the hat with, he started with, counts. Okay. Okay, so I'm right. So Amr Shulmar Yisak Hakam Mishabes Askin and Hol Mishamros Mitchashos Ulamai De Solik Adaitin Meikara Nefishile Paisos Maisi Kulu. According to the one who did it in the beginning, right? Ulamai De Solik Adaitin. Rashi says, according to the Havamina, Rashi says Shaiu Faisin Ben Arabayis Nefishile Paisos. Right? That's the question. We have said that before. According to the Havamina was that you would have an extra pious in the afternoon for the Korban Tamid. You have extra. You have an extra lottery. You have five, right? So Lomai Lissolik Adaita Mikara Nefishile Paisos. So he says, no. You don't have extra paisos. What you did was Maisi Kulu Mitzafra. Asu the Zachi Beishachris, Asu the Zachi Beishachris, Zachi, the Zachi Be'arbe Zachi. You did one pious. You gathered it all together, just within the pious, you do two separate lots. We had the pious, everyone gathered together. I drew, and then I said, okay, Korban Tamid Shachris, done. Korban Tamid Shoben Arbayim, done. You didn't have an extra pious, just within the pious, you just split up more things. You still only had four gatherings, but you had more things that were discussed in that pious. Now the Gemara says, Revi, when it comes to the fourth one, which the fourth one again was bringing the karbano, bringing the ivarim, that were the limbs that were left on the ramp, bring them now onto the mizbeach, that chadashim im yishanim, you have the old and the new gone together. Okay. Masnisin delok Rabbi Elazar. Elazar ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah is not accord with the Shita of Elazar ben Yaakov. It's not, because Elazar ben Yaakov says in a Mishnah in Tamid that it's not Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Hama'ale Evarim Lakevesh, Hu Ma'ale Oslam Mizbeach. No, he says as follows. You had a pious and determined who brings certain parts onto the Kevesh. That same person then comes back and takes his piece and brings it onto the Mizbeach. So you don't have a fourth pious for bringing the things onto the Mizbeach, because it's already determined by the first pious. So we have to find the fourth pious for him, but he just says you don't have this fourth pious. So if it might come in for me. So what's the machlokus between the Mandamar, our Mishnah, that says you do have a pious for the fourth pious is for bringing the stuff from the ramp onto the Mizbeach, and Elazar ben Yaakov says no, it's the same person. So as follows, right? So the Micah Miflegi, Marsava Berov Am Hadras Melech, Umarsava. So our Mishnah holds Berov Am Hadras Melech. Remember, when you did a pious, there was a whole big brouhah in the base of Mikdash. Everyone together, there was a noise. So that's Berov Am. We're going to make a noise. Everyone gathered together. That's the glory of the king to do this, to make a whole scene about what's going on in the base of Mikdash. Umarsava Mokum Shchina Rov Orach Ara. He says no. If you're dealing with the Shchina, you don't. What does it look like? He says, okay, so I'm going to bring this thing, I'm going to put it down, and then I'm going to leave it, and we'll leave it for somebody else. Because that's not covered. The covered is, you start something in the Beis HaMikdash, you finish it in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Lav Ara Ara, Rashi says, L'mitkasei commanded Tarech Le'milsa. It's like a tircha. I'm going to do it, and I'll let somebody else do it. I don't want to go back and do it. So he says, no, you go back, and you do it, so it doesn't look like a tircha. So just two approaches, and how you look at that. So Amar Rava, Lo Rabbi Yezeb ben Yaakov isle Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Yehuda isle Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda can't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, had it's on the top of Chaf Hay on the base. He had a pious for the Machta. Besides the Ketores, it wasn't that the guy we held that you had the Ketores, and the guy who had the Ketores automatically brought along the next person next to him to bring the pan. Rabbi Yehuda held no. You had a pious for the Ketores, and you had another pious for another draw lots for the Machta. So if he holds like that, so Lo Rabbi Yehuda isle de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rashi says, Lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov isle Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr lo haya pious l'machta. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda says, now it makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda says there was no pious for the machta, right? So he's missing that pious, he's missing that lot. So in order to get the numbers right, he has to have a pious for somebody new to take that the limbs off from the Kevesh onto the Mizbeach. Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that you don't have a pious for taking the limbs onto the Mizbeach, is going to have to hold that you have a pious for the Machta. That's what Rashi says, the Amar lo haya pious l'machta, bin no sein, Elazar ben Yaakov, pious l'machta, tachas pious min hakevesh Mizbeach. He has the pious for the Machta, in lieu of the pious of bringing things onto the Mizbeach. The imishkachas tana the tani chamesh, and if you find a tana who's going to hold that there are five piesos, which means he's going to hold that there's a pious for the Machta, and there's a pious for bringing the stuff in the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, then who the local Elazar ben Yaakov, local Rabbi Yehuda. And he's not going to, that person, that Tana is going to have his own Shita. He won't be in accordance with either Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or Rabbi Yehuda. An interesting dosos.
How does he make it
with
the fact that there's no Mishnah for that?
The Brisa, the Tana who has a Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda didn't put that Tana in the Brisa.
So everyone except for that one.
Yeah, maybe. Well, this Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is not he is in a Mishnah. No, you're right. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is in the Mishnah in Tamid. You're right. If you find it. Tosfos Amud Beis says that if you go through the sugyas, you'll be able to extract from some of these Mishnayos that there is a Shita like that. But otherwise,
it's so much clearer if the Mishnah is we're going straight down the line.
Right, so Tosfos points out, Tosfos said that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said the reason why you don't have why you have to have the same person bring the limbs off from the ramp onto the Mizbeach, because it looks like a tircha. You should do the whole avoda. You should do the whole thing. But Tosfos points out, but I feel a Tosfos Mokum Shchina, second to last one. Afilu Rabbeinu ben Yaakov, the Kesav Rahacha, the Lava Aruch Ara, near the Moda Ahu by he did Tamid Nishchat. From the fifth parak of Psachim, we learned that wherever Pesach, Shachar Yisrael, Bekibel Kohen, Notz L'Chaveiro, B'Chaveiro L'Chaveiro. What happened there, it looked like a burden. I'm carrying it, and I give it to somebody else, and I give it to somebody else, and I give it to somebody else. So why is it different over there? There it's different. Because there, he says, because there were so many people. Right? The first Gemara, the Gemara there says, what's the reason why you have so many people by the Kohen Pesach? Mishum Barovam Hadras Melech. So over there, it seems that the Svara they use is Barovam Hadras Melech. And here, Rabbeinu Yaakov is rejecting Barovam Hadras Melech. In lieu of Barovam Hadras Melech, he's saying, Lav Orachara. It's not respectful. So he says, Dehasam, Lo Shayach Lememer Lav Arachara, Orachara, Shari Kishayin Nos Lechaveru, Lo Hayaholechlo. Because there, I gave it to my friend, I didn't leave and not do, and for somebody else to do it. Then I got the next one. And then I got the next one. So I didn't leave without, it doesn't look like a burden that I'm leaving, I'm not completing my avodah. And that day, my avodah is to be the guy, I'm Kohen number 47, to pass in along the road. And I'm Kohen number 47 for hundreds of karbanos. Right? He says, Elochozer Mekabel, Umoshi, Bechozer Mekabel Moshi, Shariror Tzokim Ha'ilechem. There are a lot of people. But here, the case where you would put it on the kevesh and then leave that hahu vadei lav orachara. That he says that's not respectful. Gamar and Pesachim, it's respectful because you do rov ham because you're not leaving your place. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mishnah says the karban tamid karav betisha. Again, we're just going through it. We could figure this out. It takes nine people, minimum of nine people, to be marked the karban tamid. Rashi says we're going to talk about it's going to be 14. It's going to be 13. So he says. He says, Mishal Shas Holochas Evorim Ve'elach Kachashiv. After the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Holocha, but from taking the limbs to the Mizbeach, it's going to take nine people. Or Ba'asara, it could take 10 people. You can have 10 people in the process. Ba'acharasar, there's a times where you can have 11 people. Bishnei Masar, sometimes you'll have 12 people. Tokok Kohanim. Lo'pachas Lo'yosar, less than nine, never more than 12. Ketzad, how does that work? Atzmo betes. On a regular day, it's going to be 10. Rashi says here, 9 is that has to be that we're calling like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Because Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is the one who said that you don't have this extra person, you don't have another person come to take from the kevesh to the mizbeach. Because if you count everybody else together, you would have 10. Tosos argues about that, but he says that it's going to be 9. It's with either Elazar ben Yaakov, or it could, but Tosos says it could be that the same person does it again. He wins the lottery, does it again. So you could theoretically have 9. Okay. So but Rashi seems to indicate that it's don't call Elazar ben Yaakov. So it's 9. So that's the 9 people. Bichag, a chag is on sukkahs, biyad echad slopu shamayim. One person is going to have a water. You always had one person bringing up the wine. Now you have an extra libation of bringing up the water. Right? Anyone ever use the word libation outside of the Gemara? No, I don't think so. Okay. Bichag, Rashi says, Shetzorik shtein nesachim, need 2 nesachim. Echel shal yayin ve'echel shamayim. Okay. Right. So that's Harei Kamasara. That's 10. Bein ha'arvayim, the korban tamid that's done in the afternoon. Be'achadasar, that you're going to need 10. We're going to need 11. Why? Hu'atz v'b'teisha, the regular korban has a minimum of 9. U'shnayim b'yodom shnei kizrei eitzim. Then you have to bring up two pieces of wood that go up on the afternoon. That's 9 plus 2, that's 11. Rashi says, Ben Arvayim, Shabachol Yom Shnayim B'yodam, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, Lohosif Al Eitzim Arachal Arbosif. The whole idea, you have to have more fires, so in the afternoon they would bring up more wood. So Shabbos, on Shabbos, Becharasar. On Shabbos it's going to be 11 people. Hu Asma B'teisha, the regular 9 that you always have. U'Shnayim B'yodam, Shnei B'zichi Levona, Shalechem Apanim. Right? That's also going to be 11, right? We just did.
Yeah.
One second, I messed up.
Yeah.
Did I mess up? Arbayim is a chadasar, and Shabbos is also a chadasar, right? Because you have the 9 regulars, and you also have the 2 people to bring the Shnei B'zichei Levona, which is the Levona that was brought on the Lechem Aponim, and then they would switch out the Lechem Aponim, you'd be mocked with the Shnei B'zichei Levona on Shabbos. Shnei B'zichei Levona is the Lechem Aponim. And now, with Shabbos of Tochachag, now what about Shabbos of, if the Shabbos of Yontif, of Tzukis? So then you had the 11. Right, that we just mentioned. Plus, you have the 12th person who's going to bring the Nisuch HaMayim. So you can end up with 12. So Amar Rav Abba says, Itema Rami Bar Kama, the Itema Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Ein Menaskim Mayim Bechad El B'Tamid Shal Shachar. The water in the Nisuch HaMayim took place with the Tamid Shal Shachar. It didn't take place with the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. That's when he did Nisra Kamayim in the morning Tamid. So I thought it makes. I thought it was obvious because you want to do the reason why the mitzvah. You don't do two. You do the one with the. But he says, Mara says, Mimai. How do I know? It says, Midikatani, because it says Uba Shabbos, that Shabbos is the only time that you're going to get 11, right? Shabbatocha Chag, right? Shabbos, you get, so you're going to get 12, right? On Shabbos, Shabbatocha Chag. Shabbos, Shabbatocha Chag, Biyad Echad, Sluchi Shalmayim. You're going to end up with 12 because you have the 9 plus the 2 Bazichei Lona, Lavona, plus the 1 for the Nisa Chamayim. The Isak Adaita for Tamashu Ben Arbayim Menaskin, and if you think that you Menasek the water on the Tamashu Ben Arbayim, so even on the Cholam Moed I can get 12 to bring by a carbon Tamid. Right? Isak Adaita for Tamashu Ben Arbayim Menaskin, but Chol Nami Mishkakaswa. I can also get 12 on the weekday. Why? Because the Tamashu Ben Arbayim has the 9, which is 9, plus the 2 of the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, plus the 1 of the Nisa Chamayim, that would get 12. But the Mishnah doesn't say you do 12. The only time the Mishnah says 12 is on Shabbos of Chag. If you really were bringing the carbon, the Nisa Chamayim, the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, then throughout Sukkot, the afternoon carbon, carbon Tamid would have 12. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Afanon Ami Tanina. I can also find support for this, that the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim does not get the Nisa Chamayim, right? Because Tanina, we learned, yeah, this is a Mishnah Sukkah, right? Daf Memches, again, talking about the Tztokim. The Tztokim did not believe in Nisa Chamayim. So they had this idea that they, the same way that they forced a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, they would force a Kohen Gadol on Sukkot, Ule Menasech Omerlo, they would tell the person who's supposed to do the Korban, the Nisa Chamayim, Hagve Yadcha, raise your hand to show everybody that you're doing the Korban, they're doing the Nisa Chamayim. And Rashi says, Hagve Yadcha, V'nira Shetara Tzlochin Setok Safal, so everyone can see that you're pouring the water from the cup, from the plate, into the hole. Shamos Be'ech Shu Nakuf Kimin Chol Tam, there's a hole, it goes down, everyone can see it. Lift up so everyone can see it. Shepam Ach Echad, because one time it happened, Nisech Agabe Raglav, the guy just poured it out on his feet, V'ragamu Kol Ha'am Be'esrogehen, and everyone pelted him with their esrogim. So what's the Raya? The Raya is, when do you bring the Lulav Vanessa? You bring the Lulav Vanessa, how they have the esrogim. The Lulav Nesrog was done in the morning. So if they're pelting him with the Esrogim, it must be in the morning. Tosfos Yesharim asks, is that really true? Look at Tosfos Yesharim, I don't know where to find it in the Gemara. He says, there's a story that says that Anshei Yerushalayim would take their Lulav and Esrogim all day. Right? It says, I think it's Gemara and Sukkah. He says, Alma hayinusim atosfos, afal pisha Anshei Yerushalayim hayinotim kol yom Esrogim biyodeyim. So what does that mean? Maybe it wasn't the afternoon. The Anshei Yerushalayim would walk around with the Lulav and Esrog all day. He says, yeah, but they may have walked around to Lulav and Esrog all day. Tosfos Yerushalayim says, they didn't come to the Beis HaMikdash with the Lulav and Esrog. Just the chumrah that they had to walk around with the Lulav and Esrog, but it wasn't part of the tefillah that would come into the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Mistam Alohai Bazar B'shas Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim Karav Shalohai Yizman Tefillah. I guess that's not when they were daven. But they were daven, I guess, either in Mincha earlier or later, but they wouldn't have the Lulav, and even they did, they wouldn't have the Lulav and Esrog necessarily for davening, so he leaves it that it's a raya. So Shema Minah. Okay. Tanya. Now, here's a little bit of drusha in the psukim, which I'm not sure I follow exactly. So Tanya, Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Minayin the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim Shaton Shnei Gizrei Eitzim B'Shnei Kohanim. How do we know that the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim requires another two logs to be brought up at two Kohanim? We took that for granted in the Mishnah. What's the source? So Shanemar, the Pasuk says, V'Archu Eitzim. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perik Allah, Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'Nosnu Nei Aaron HaKohen Eish Al Mizbeach. The Arhu, Eitzim al Mizbeach. Arhu is plural. Eitzim is plural. They will, two Kohanim will put Eitzim on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, well, that's talking about the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. The Gemara says, Im Eino Inyan Tamid Shal Shachar, can't be talking about the Tamid Shal Shachar. They say, because another pasuk that later on, in Parashat Tzav, that says, Ubir Yaraleh HaKohen Eitzim B'Boker B'Boker. The Kohen is supposed to put, right, Bir Aleh, Eitzim B'Boker B'Boker. That's talking about the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. So the other pasuk is not talking, this pasuk is talking about Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. This pasuk is not talking about the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. It's talking about the Korban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. So the Gemara then says, okay, big deal. So, wait, who says, maybe both are talking about the morning Korban Tamid, the Amar, the Rahmana, the Torah is telling us, Ovid, the Hadar Ovid, put logs, and then go again and put more logs. Why splitting it up? Maybe the Torah is telling you now you have to have three logs in the morning. You put one down, and then you come again with two more to put it on top. So Gemara says, Im Kain, Nema Kra, Ubier, Ubier. It should be the word. One says Arhu, one says Ubir. You have different language. Gemara says, no, Ikasa Rahmana Ubir, Havamina Chad in Trelo. I don't know. Havamina, that would be one person and not two Kohanim. Kamash Malan, the Nevit Chad, the Nevit Trey. the mashman, you should have one and have two. Imkain name of krog, beer or bro, inam of arf or chol, there should be consistency with the language. Mayu beer or chol, shma minokid armina. Again, I don't understand the drasha, so to speak. Maybe the article goes through it. I can explain it better. Now, Tanya Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya now goes again and says the pious, which means the carbon tummy, the first pious, pamim your gimel, sometimes you have 13 people, sometimes you have 14 people, tesvav, pamim tesvav, sometimes 15, pamim tesayin, sometimes you have 16 people. Wait, we just said 9, 10, 11, 12. Now you're saying it could be 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah. If remember we said before that the 9 was only Mishas Halach of Eilech. What about the four beforehand, the Shrita, the Kabbalah, all those things? So if you add those four together, you're saying the exact same thing. 9 equals 13, 10 equals 14, 11 is 15, 12 is 16. Right. Vahatanya Yud Zayin. We have a Brisa that says he gets 17 people. So he, the local Elazar ben Yaakov, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The one who says 17 is going to go like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is going to have the pious that we said, the extra person to take, is another person to take from the Kevesh onto the Mizbeah, that can give you another person. It can give you 17. All these times you have 9, he adds a 10th one, adds one more. According to Rashi, Elazar ben Yaakov won't hold of that, so he can never get to 17, because he doesn't have, never has that extra person, because he has the same person or people, who put it down on the Kevesh, is going to bring it up onto the Mizbeah. There is a Machlokas we've shown him. When we say that the same people, Elazar ben Yaakov, the same people who put it down, bring it up, right? Does that mean it's one person? Or it's the same, you have so many multiple people who put down different pieces. Is it the job of one person? Or is it the job of all those people to come back and put it on the Mizbeah?
Okay. It seems to me that, when it was just Aaron HaKohen and his two sons, they were doing all this avoda with the three of them.
Yeah.
So this is only necessary because generations later there were so many and they had to divvy up the work. Like you have on a bar mitzvah for Shabbos and they
have
extra
aliyahs. I'm pretty sure this is just talking about the state of avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, in the second Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
I don't know. I'm
saying the reason is to give honor to more Kohanim.
Could be, but I think maybe also the honor is not necessarily more Kohan, the honor is also Barov HaMadosh Melech, the honor is to the Avoda also. He's supposed to do, like Barov HaMadosh Melech is a big to-do, he's supposed to do things in groups. There's an Inyan Kiddush, there's an Inyan Kiddush also, when you have multiple people at a table, some people have a minhag that each person makes their own Kiddush, but there is very strong source in Halacha, probably the proper source in Halacha, that one person should make it for everybody, because Barov HaMadosh Melech. Okay. Now I'm just going to do this, the Mishnah. So that was discussing the Korban Tamid that was brought as a Kevesh, as a sheep. Right? Now, I guess Kevesh. I guess it's called Kevesh. That's brought as a...
That's a ram.
Yeah, right, Keves. Right, okay, got it wrong. Right, so... All right, so my dyslexia. All right. So, he said, but sometimes it's brought as an ayil, like brought as a ram. So an ayil is going to have more people. Ayil Korav Ve'acharasar. It takes 11 people to bring it up. Right? Ayil Korav Ve'acharasar. Habasar b'chamisha, I guess the flesh is 5, like the same thing like the sheep. V'akirbayim, and the kirbayim, the innards. V'asoles, v'hayayim, b'shnayim, shnayim. So the kirbayim, the soles, and the yayim need 2, because as you change the animal, there's more to bring. The numbers increase. There's more soles, there's more yayim. So therefore that's 6, so it's 5 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 11. So that's how you have your 11. Par kavar b'esrim v'arba. If you bring a par, if you bring the big cow, right, that's going to be with 24. So you have a rosh v'haregel, that always goes first. Harosh v'echad, the rosh is going to be 1. V'haregel v'shnayim, the front right leg is 2, so that's 3. V'oketz v'haregel, v'oketz v'haregel, oketz v'shnayim v'haregel v'shnayim, that's another 4. Hachazei v'hagera, that's next. Hachazei v'echad v'hagera v'shmosha, that's another 4. Shdei yadayim v'shnayim, I guess the 2 front legs each need 2. Ushnei defanos, I guess that's the loins, I'm not sure. That's v'shnayim. And then HaKirbayim, Vasol, Sayayim, Bishlosha, Bishlosha. So add it all up, it's 24.
Tosha, what happened if somebody, if they had the wrong number of people, either plus or minus, bringing...
What do you mean the wrong number of people?
One guy, instead, you're supposed to have 24 for a...
They drew lots for this already. So everyone knows their job.
No, he's saying, what if 24, 3 people showed up?
The guy who won didn't show up?
Right, one guy, or somebody grabbed 2 pieces and carried it up.
They did the wrong thing, I don't know if they would figure it out. I don't know. That's not, it's going on his reasoning. I don't think it's something that happened. Is this ma'akib or not? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Like,
I don't know.
Halacha?
It's halacha. It's the halacha. According to Rambam, this is what you're saying. Now, yeah, this is halacha. This is what you're supposed to do. If it doesn't happen that way, then you have another calculation. But yeah, this is what you're supposed to do. I don't think anybody's bringing Malkos or getting kares if they don't do that. But
yeah,
still,
they get enough in the bullpen. They can just
right. Yeah. So Tosfos just points out, we just had this whole list of the order of bringing it up, the items from the par. Tosfos said yesterday we had a list. We had a bunch of lists of the order to bring it up. This doesn't match any of them. Tosfos says, "Kashid li d'hacha lo kashid lo kederach ilucho." It's not the way the animal walks. Lo kederach ilucho. It's not the way you flay the animal. Lo kederach iluyav. It's not the order of the best pieces. Lo kederach hashreito. Only tucho is the way it cuts up. Lo kederach hashreito. Not the way you flay it. Right? The ani yodeya easy to say the toughest law. I don't know what order this Mishnah is. Tosfos supposed to try to dray to figure out an order, but it doesn't fit the order. And it's good that Tosfos pays attention to know the details of what it is. I just read it straight through and say, oh, very nice. Okay. So then the Mishnah says, Bemed Varim Amurim, when do we say that you need all these people? That's for Korban Tzibur. That's when it comes to the Korban Tzibur. But Korban Yachid, when it comes to Korban Yachid, Imratzul Ahakriv, Makriv, Evshitov, Yituchim, Makriv. Now she says if one person wants to be makriv, he can do the whole thing without a pious. Give it to one korban. You can determine, actually if I'm bringing the korban, I can actually say which korban I want to bring it. He does it by himself. He can bring it. Have shetan v'nitu konshol elu v'enu shavin. But the cutting up and the flaying of both the korban, of the korban tzivor and the korban yachin, Rashi says, shal tzivor v'shal yachin, shavin. What does he say here? The yosk sheirin bizar. Right? V'hachim v'farish b'gemar. We'll see in the Gemara what that actually means. That the chopping it up and the flaying can actually be done by a non-Kohen.
Doesn't those have to be done specifically in the air where they have the manasim or the handling?
So maybe not. Maybe that's where you can store it, but you can bring it out to a place where we'll see tomorrow. We'll see with the Gemara later on. Maybe you can bring it somewhere else and they can do the cutting up. It's not so far where they used to raise them. Or maybe Zar also means a Kohen Balmum. There are certain things. We'll see what that means. But the Gemara is going to say that the Shechita also is Kashya Bazar. Remember, the Shechita you can do it. You had the long knife, you can strip put in the long knife. So you figure out ways of how to get it done by a person who can't be there. Either you move it to a different place, move it to the side. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up by the Gemara on Shabbos.